It's time now for another round of conversations with the mayor slash county commissioners. Joined now here in the studio by Penny Rich, the chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners, to catch us up on county government, including last night's meeting of the commissioners. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing all right. A little cold, but...
A little cold, yeah. A little rainy, yeah.
A little nasty, yeah.
I was just talking with my family on the phone. They're up in Michigan, so we can't complain. They are excited, and this is a literal conversation that I had with my grandmother last night. They're complaining about the weather up there, but they're excited because this weekend it's going to be 40 degrees and rainy.
Ooh.
And that's an improvement.
Right.
So
that's what
we're dealing with
here,
40 degrees and rainy right now. It's like, well, it's going to get better.
We're not liking it. Well, speaking of weather, we actually kept on getting, same before the meeting, kept on getting messages from Chief Jeffries last night to end the meeting quickly so we can get people home. And we were in the southern part of the county.
Right.
We go 1-1, and so we do have a couple of people that are on our board that had to get back up there, including our clerk, and they started getting concerned around 9 o'clock.
Sleet started early.
Yeah. When I went outside, I had about an inch of sleet on my car.
Yeah,
so
right.
It's like, wow.
Every weather forecast that I was seeing was like, well, it might turn over into freezing rain or sleet overnight, and it ended up being exactly the same amount that was called for. That's what we got. It just came at 8 p.m. instead of 4 a.m.
Right.
All right, whatever.
But we were deep in conversation. I was like, whoa, we can't do this. Yeah. We got to keep going.
And specifically about light rail.
Well,
right?
We had a really in-depth conversation about light rail because we don't have those numbers from the FTA yet. So we're starting to get a little concerned because we have to have something in place by April 30th, and that's the state deadline.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't get these numbers from the FTA, it's really hard to run those numbers through any kind of financial model. So the discussion last night was, do we need to get an outside person to help us with our financial model on this? And we've used Davenport in the past for our first financial model. Davenport is an advisor to the county, not only on transit, but other issues. And that was a petition from two of our board members that they wanted us to set up Davenport to run the numbers. However, we don't have the numbers. So the petition, even though they were, pushing for that to happen, it seemed like it was the timing just wasn't right.
Mm-hmm.
So we did vote on it. It failed. One person was out. Commissioner Price was out. So it was a 4-2 vote. And then we came back and I asked for another resolution. Another motion. And Commissioner Dorsen said, well, why don't we just hold off to our next business meeting, which is that 2-week turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
So we did decide to hold off until March 7th, hoping, crossing our fingers, that we'll have some numbers and let those numbers run through everyone's model, because we all have models set up at this point.
Mm-hmm.
We were having a pretty in-depth conversation about that, a good conversation. I mean, we don't always all agree, but we still have good conversations. You know?
What does the state need on April 30th?
The state wants to know that we have money in place.
Okay.
From the feds. If you recall, they mixed and matched what they thought should happen here. And this is a huge project. So, they took away some of the funding, which Durham is picking up. And then they put these artificial deadlines on us, which makes things complicated. We're waiting for the feds. I think that, feds said they were going to get us money. They were going to get us those numbers on... I wish they were giving us the money already on Friday. And I think some of those numbers started coming in, but then there were questions about those numbers. So there were changes to those once again. We're still waiting on numbers.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a waiting game.
How confident are you that come March 7th in 2 weeks, you'll have what you need to move forward?
I think it's a 50-50 as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I talked to Durham. I talked to Go Triangle. I talked to everybody all the time, as you can imagine.
Right.
And it seems like we're in that 2-3 week holding pattern. So that gets us awfully close, Aaron. We're looking, the 7th, and then if we do want to do a financial model, we got to do another 2-week turnaround after that. That's getting us really close to the beginning of April.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit too close for comfort. But
there were a lot of deadlines. There was the December one that
was on Duke.
Right up to the minute on that as well.
Yeah, and there's a new report out about the electromagnetic fields, which I will not claim to be an expert on at all. So maybe you know more about that.
Absolutely not.
And that was...
I'm a social scientist. Yeah, I know nothing at all about the hard sciences.
So there's a new report on that, and Duke is looking that over now. And, you know, if Duke doesn't donate the land or allow us to put the light rail in front of the Duke, that's a game changer. Mm-hmm. That's almost like game over. Mm-hmm. So there's, you know, we're getting down to the end now, and it's a little nerve-wracking.
Yeah. Yeah. That was one item on the agenda for last night's meeting. Other things that you talked about?
Well, we did talk about school flexibility. We saw that there are two bills that were presented to the General Assembly for specific schools. Everyone's kind of doing this locally, right? Because they want control of their calendar again.
And so
school calendar flexibility, right? So we added to that last night. So we're sending that off to the General Assembly that we would like Orange County and Chapel Hill schools. We have two districts to allow them to have their flexibility. And, you know, both schools right now, we missed 16 days in Chapel Hill and 17 in Orange County. Mm-hmm. And, you know, how do you make that up? I mean, they're trying as best as they can, you know. And
thank God we haven't had any snowstorms like in the last month and a half.
Right. They all happened in the earlier part of the winter, but knock on granite here or whatever we got, because it could still happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was good. And we did have a closed session. So that was what we were trying to get everyone into, a closed session and try to get everyone out of there. But those were the two major talking points. We had an update from Owassa, which you and I talked about before. And I think Owassa is doing some really good things. They're going to go online with a program, so you can actually watch your water usage online. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of good if you have like a leaky toilet, which it's always a toilet that's leaking. You know, if you think about where you're running and water out, it's always the toilet. It will let you know that you have something is running, and then you'll be able to go and get one of those blue dye things and put it in your toilet and figure out, oh my God, my toilet's running. So it's pretty cool. I mean, if you use more water than, you know, your usually monthly bill says,
Right.
Owassa's going to call you and tell you, wait, there's something wrong here. So that technology is there. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. Speaking with Penny Rich, orangecountync.gov for more on county government, county commissioners, video from last night's meeting.
Yeah, that's up already.
Up on the web as well. So go there and find out more. That was last night. You were at a meeting earlier today as well, right?
Yeah, this meeting is still going on. I actually left to come over here, and we're talking about Airbnbs.
You're welcome.
I was like, ooh, get me out of here. No.
Specialize in giving people excuses and to get out of meetings.
I gotta go.
Yeah.
Aaron's waiting for me. we're talking about Airbnbs. We've been talking about this for a couple of years now, and North Carolina was one of the first states to start collecting tax on Airbnbs. So we know that we're getting tax dollars, and some of the data that we're finding out, and this is some interesting. I know you kind of like numbers, and I don't like to tell you them unless I have them in front of me. But we have 57,000 dwelling units in Orange County. Almost 2,000 of them are registered right now. We're not kind of registered, but they're online as Airbnbs. So that's 2,000 homes that could be maybe affordable housing that are off the market for Airbnbs. And that's the only ones that we know of.
Right.
We don't even know about a whole lot of these. So it's a little bit of a shocking number.
2,000 out of 57,000. That's a really high percentage.
It's a really high percentage. Yeah. Think about that. It's not good. The hoteliers are a little bit concerned, more than a little bit concerned, because they're finding that they're struggling, especially in the high occupancy months of May, when there's graduation, October. And now they're finding December is a real challenge to fill the hotels because people are staying at the Airbnbs. Mm-hmm. So they just feel like it's not a level playing ground. And we're looking at how we can regulate it. The School of Government was there tonight. Interesting stuff. I mean, we can bring this all back. My concern was if Chapel Hill regulates it one way and Carrboro regulates it another way and Hillsborough does it another, why wouldn't we just do something countywide? But then the concern came up from the different municipalities as well. Our zoning is different. Mm-hmm. So how do you zone, you know, county-wise when the municipalities are taking care of that? So
what's kind of the other than like facilitating the hotel industry? What's the advantage to wanting to regulate Airbnbs in the first place?
Yeah, I think so. Here's some of the things they said. The biggest thing that everyone is concerned about, the biggest issue, is safety. Mm-hmm. And they don't have to be inspected. There's no, you know, they don't have to have sprinklers. They don't have to have things that hotels have to have. So that's really the concern here. We don't want people to come to Chapel Hill and Carrboro, Orange County, and have a really bad experience at an Airbnb and not want to come back here again. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, though, we have a whole new, you know, a whole new way people are traveling and visiting. And, you know, in the past, if they couldn't afford a hotel at $150, $60, $70 a night, an Airbnb allows them to come here and still spend money here. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting. One county over, Durham, doesn't want to regulate at all. They're like, bring it on. Let them come in. And, you know, as you said before, lean in. They're doing it. They're letting it happen because they want all different kinds of travelers to come to Durham. We just haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah.
Our conversation isn't there yet.
Yeah, you and I were talking before we started, and my immediate reaction was, great, we got all these Airbnbs. Let's, like you said, let's lean into it and plan accordingly around the fact that now this is the market.
Yeah,
but
it's $1 million a month to Orange County. It's a lot. It's a lot. I mean, you know, we understand that it's taken away some of the hotels, but, you know, think about how much, and it's gone up multiple millions from 2017 to 2018.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get that data for you, but it's gone up a tremendous amount. So short-term rentals are a short-term rental definition, which I learned tonight, is something that you rent for less than 31 days. So, you know, if you think about that and how it relates to affordable housing, they could actually be taking off homes that could be part of our affordable housing market.
Right, right.
So I'm gonna weigh it all out and talk to our attorney again, see if there really needs to be an ordinance or rules or ordinances that can be enforced versus ordinances that, how do you enforce it? You know, it's complicated, but we're going to have that conversation.
Speaking with Penny Rich, OrangeCountyNC.gov, again, for more information on county government. Other things on your plate that people want to know about?
Well, I'm going to go and read up tonight with Deb Sturman for Black History Month, so I'm excited about that at the United Church. It starts in about 20 minutes, so if you want to get up there, and there's going to be African sort of potluck dinner.
Yes.
So that food is all going to be from I don't know, soul food kind of fun stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then of course we got the game. So I don't know. I mean, I think it's going to be an interesting evening, from leaving you to running up there to going in. I have book club in between also. So
I don't think you do.
I don't know how that all fits in, but I'm going to work it. I'm going to try it. So
all right.
Yeah, we'll come back with some exciting stuff next week that we're working on. We got the rolling calendar coming at you. We do the 3-month rolling calendar, so I'll be able to tell you what's going on April, May, and June, and a lot of it's budget, a lot of it's schools, and you know what happens during that time of the year. All numbers.
Again, head online and visit OrangeCountyNC.gov for more information on county government. Penny Rich, thank you so much. Enjoy
awesome.
The evening.
Thank you, Aaron.